Hey, welcome back to Crimes and Closets. This is Beth in my closet in North Carolina.
And this is Christy in my closet in St. Louis.
Hey guys, we are just coming at you to wave a big, giant, enthusiastic goodbye to Serial Killer September.
For real.
We have a live coming at you right now. So this is not a regular episode. So if you have some enjoyment time on your Monday today, please join us to tune into what happened on our Sunday Night Live.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then join us back in the closet on October 4th for a normal episode.
That is not a serial killer.
It's not a serial killer, but it's crazy and it's long. It's over an hour. So I'm preparing you now. It's long, but it's a good one. So don't skip it.
It's a doozy.
Hold your pants.
Also, so this is this live. So if you guys have a few minutes, please tune in and hear us answer questions and talk to our listeners and hear what they have to say about things. It was so much fun. Thank you, everybody who was able to join us. Bye, serial killers.
Peace out.
Okay, bye. Here it comes at y'all.
Hey.
Hi, welcome to Crimes and Closets Live. This is Beth in my closet in North Carolina.
And this is Christy in my pseudo closet in St. Louis.
Christy with the good hair.
Look, check me. Check me out, guys. This doesn't happen ever.
It looks so good.
Thanks. I was at a birthday party.
You are lovely.
Prior to this.
My friend is lovely, if y'all did not know.
Oh, you're lovely too.
Thanks.
Well, get your headphones working, Benders. Come on. She can't hear me say that, I guess. Anyway. What's up? What's up, Beth?
Hi. What's up with you?
Not a whole lot. Just came from a birthday party, was running around getting the kids situated for bed. And now I'm here with you.
Same.
Ready to talk.
Ready to
My sister says hi. My sister's joining. What, Jen?
Hi, Jen. Hello. Oh, my sister's on here too. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hold on. I think my volume's off. Okay.
Oh. I kind of have a funny story since we're like going to be putting this on as an episode. I figured we should start with a little bit of a funny story. No? Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So Beth already knows the story, but I will share it with the general public now. I was gardening. Don't garden, guys. Don't do any gardening work, please, because, you know, it just, yeah, can't. I did gardening yesterday. I was trimming this overgrown, oh, hey, Jay. Oh, that's my friend Jay Laser. Yeah. Overgrown area that has like, I don't know, it's this tall, like,
she said, grass. Did you eat it on a scooter again?
I did eat it. No, I didn't. But wait, just wait. Watch. you guys, this is still just as funny. But so anyway, overgrown area, cutting it down. First of all, I found a tree, and this is how overgrown it was. There's a tree hidden in this overgrown area. So that's funny. But don't garden because look, I know y'all won't be able to see this tomorrow.
Oh my God.
When it's an episode. But do you see how beat up, like scratched up, like a lion attacked me or a tiger? Look at this. Look at this, guys. I mean, come on.
Oh, my
who does this
gosh.
Happen to? But me. It was like razor blades, this overgrown area that I was weeding. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Don't do it.
So, anyway. Mia, hello.
Hi, Mia. Oh, and what happens in the
world? I'm going to buy you for what's your birthday so far?
Mm-hmm. Already.
I'm going to buy you for my birthday some like over the elbow gloves.
I just need to wear long sleeves. I was in a tank top. I just run and I was like, oh, I'm going to go weed now or garden. No, I just need to never garden again.
I think also that you choose to do things at weird times.
Well, why would that be a weird time to do it?
Well, like you just are like, I just went running and I'm coming home now and I should probably, well, I should probably weed that.
I have a gardener. And yes. Thank you.
No, we can do it. We just have to wear over the elbow gloves. I'm going to get you some.
I'm going to stick to just lawn mowing and listening to What Happened in the Woods.
Yes. I know. I don't mow my grass either. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, I like mowing. So that's the fun part. So anyway, I hope everyone's ready for tonight.
What's up, guys? Hello, Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How's it going? Who wants to talk about Israel Keys?
I don't know. Hands up?
Nope. I'm hands down.
Israel did it. Israel did it.
No. He gone.
Did you finish the book?
No. But I am reading the book, actually, because I did start it and I did not finish it, but it's so good. I think I'm done with the Carrie Stainer part.
So you're a good part.
I'm a good ways in. Yeah, I'm not long from being finished. So just hang up. So yeah, it's a really good book.
It is.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. Like, and it, like how he weaves his personal life into explaining how he gets these confessions and stuff.
Yes, it's true. It's true. Yeah, very. It's a good. Lots of insight and
yeah,
it's good. I like it. It's a good book. Mm-hmm. You guys will like it. So if obviously you're waiting for it.
Yeah, people want a giveaway.
Yeah, I think we have a few. To give away.
We have that book. And then, so that'll be the next book, I think. Well, no, actually, no, I can give away a different book before this because next week our case has a book. No. Next week is this live. The week after, when we have our next official new case, I have a book that I can give away if you're not finished with that one yet. And we can just kind of save this one.
I probably will be finished.
Okay.
I'm going to say, because I have a road trip coming up.
Oh,
and I'm not the driver of the road trip. And so that's what I want to do is like read this book. Okay. But also, I sent you a book. Did you read that book? I'm not going to do a case on that book, but we can still like give it away.
Yeah. If you tell, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
No, that's not it.
No, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's what it's called.
I'm looking for
my phone to look it up, and my phone is on Instagram.
You didn't do a case on it. You said
no.
You
I'm not going to do a case.
What happens in the woods?
Yes. If you tell, I think that's what it's called, right?
Greg Olson book.
Yes, and it's so good. So we can give that away. Like it doesn't have to be a book that we do cases on. We can just give it away.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm almost done with that one too. I'll probably be done this week.
Oh, hello, friends.
Yes.
Yes. Recycle the books. That's good. We love that.
Our listeners will have their own giveaways from the books that we
Yeah. That's so fun. We should sign them. No?
We can, I guess. I felt weird signing, because that was the first one we gave away, right? The Ellen one? Mm-hmm. I felt weird signing a book that I didn't write. Mm. And so yes, the no tech book.
That is the book. Yes. Yes. Hello, Jess. You are the one who made me buy that book. And this was early on to when we started listening to your podcast. And What Happens in the Woods on their season one cover the case of Michelle No Tech. What's the name of the book?
If You Tell.
Is it If You Tell?
I think. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, anyway, whatever it is. What Happens in the Wood covers it on their season one. And this Jess's coverage of this book is it's so riveting that it made me buy the book and go listen to it. Like go listen to her episode to What Happens in the Woods and then read the book. Guys, it's so good. Like,
right.
It made me purchase the book. It's a really good book. And she covers it so like – raw. I feel like, because mm-hmm. she read the book. And so her vulnerability during her episode that she covers it is like so good.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
very anyway.
Good. Good so I will say that she just corroborated that that's what you what it's called, if you tell.
Okay.
I will say that I felt weird signing a book that was not my book. And so I sent a note with a card, like in one of our cards that we have.
Yeah.
And so, but I don't know. She's saying she liked her card, but a signed book. But see, you're not going to get to keep the book if you're giving it away. You get to keep our card.
Mm. True, true, true. That's true.
Forever.
Frame it. Okay. Who has questions about Israel Keyes? Let's talk about that. And serial killer wrap up. We're done, guys. We are
done.
Donezo with serial killers. We're not going to talk about them anymore. So get your questions in right now because this is your chance. We're not talking about it after this.
Yeah.
She uses it as a bookmark, our card. How sweet. Oh, that's so cute. I love that.
Did you get any questions in advance? No.
About Israel Keyes or just in general? Yeah.
Well, in general or anything.
I got a couple in general. Well, I guess. I mean, my sister asked me, so last time, was it in our live, that I talked about how we discussed if we would ever like to talk to a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, I don't know what you said. I don't know what your answer
is. I don't remember either. I believe I said I would, but everybody was shocked that you said, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah. And so I got some questions about why absolutely not. And I think that you're probably like more excited about the answer than really what the answer is, but it's truly because I'm terrified. I'm really terrified of people who kill people. Like, I just am. I don't want to be around them. Like, and I think psychologically, I don't know. They just scare me, mm-hmm. especially serial killers. A person who kills somebody, like, with an agenda, not that they're better, but, like, because they're not. They're still murderers, right. And we don't like you mm-hmm. at all. But, like, if you have a vendetta against, you know, your coworker or your spouse or whatever, and you kill them, well, then you're done. Mm-hmm. You know, you've hit your target, and you're done after that. But if you're a serial killer, like, you're never done. You're never – it's like an insatiable hunger. And so and that's just really scary to me, and I don't want none of it.
Yeah.
I don't want any part of it. I don't want to go to the same coffee shop you go to. I don't want to I just don't want any contact with anybody who kills multiple people. I just don't want to do it. I'm very scared. It's like it's a huge fear of mine. I think I've been afraid of serial killers since like that clown movie.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Took that one hard. So I was like 10 and was afraid of serial killers. So I don't have any interest in talking to them. I just don't.
Right.
There's nothing I can learn from you.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just scared. That's it. That's my answer for you.
Well, and I mean, it's a good answer.
A lot of people are really interested in serial killers and delving into like the psychology of them. And, you know, and I get that 100%. Like, I do understand it, but it's just not, I just don't have that interest. I just think if it's fight or flight, I'm flight when it comes.
Well, I don't even have an interest in like the psychological part of it. Like, you are like the psych major person.
Yeah.
But like, I don't have an interest in that. I'm just kind of like, I feel like I just want to know what it would be like. I don't know that I'll enjoy it. I would be terrified and I'd be like, what the heck? But I'd be like,
oh gosh, see me. I would run. I just would want to take a shower. I can't. Yeah. I can't. Okay. Is the FBI still working on connecting bodies to
I wrote some stuff down in case they
Yes. Yes, they are. Yes. They are still working on connecting him to bodies. So you sleuths out there, if you would be so inclined, you can go and you can actually pull up a list of Israel Keyes' travel schedule from the years that he was murdering and cross-reference it with like missing people and unsolved cases. And that is what the FBI is doing. And that is what our armchair sleuths are also doing. And in some cases, they have connected people to him, but it's all been unofficial because there's just no evidence, like hardcore forensic evidence to connect him to stuff. But there are a lot of victims. I can't even name them all. There's probably more than 10 that have been connected to him that they just don't have any evidence. But they're people that like that he's been in areas like somewhat close to them, and they're missing, and they've been missing since like 2010 or 2014 or whatever. And he's been connected to them for sure. So the FBI is definitely still looking, but unfortunately he's dead. And unless we find any evidence, I don't know. That's what's so gross about him. That's what's so awful about him, is that he just like peaced out and did not give anybody any closure whatsoever.
Yeah,
it's gross. The randomness. The randomness of Israel terrifies me. That really, his case, I don't like it. I literally texted Christy today and was like, I kind of want to take self-defense classes.
Oh, was this the reason?
Well, kind of. I mean, it kind of was. I even said to my husband, I'm like, how do you feel about me taking self-defense classes? And he was like, Serial Killer September has like got to you.
Affected you. Like, it has.
I don't think it's ever anything I'd regret.
No, I wrote you back because I used to. I had that thought so many times, like, oh, I should do it just because it, you know, like it's not going to hurt me to do it. So I should do it. But then I don't know. I never did. I feel like maybe if I had mentioned this to you at some point,
we would have gone
together. I feel like I want to go with somebody.
Well, I did. I texted my girlfriends here and was like, how do you guys feel about doing self-defense class? And they were like, we are all in. Yes.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I bet you I could get a crew.
Yeah. Let's do it. 2022 goals.
Okay. All right. Alyssa did. I'm assuming that's your Alyssa. Alyssa needs an Instagram.
Oh, yeah, it is.
She asked if there was the same items in his murder kits.
No. Similar, but no. So some of the murder kits had guns. Some of the murder kits had knives, ice picks, and things like that. I think all of them had like restraining items, so like rope, zip ties, duct tape. All of them, I'm pretty sure all of the ones that they found at least had like Drano. Apparently he thought that was like gonna help conceal the body because it would help speed up decomposition and stuff like that. But no, his weapons of choice were different in every single kit. So yeah, I don't know. I think it was like whatever he could get his hands on in that particular area. So states are different in how you can buy firearms. So I think probably there are some states where you can walk in and buy a gun. And so, or drive there and get a gun or whatever. And so he put firearms in some of them. But then in other ones, it was like there were knives and ice picks and machetes and things like that, different types of weapons based on like the states. So no, they weren't the same.
Ashley was just saying, were they all registered, like the guns registered to him? And then she thinks, well, no, because it's illegal.
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't use guns a lot. Allegedly, he said that he liked to strangle his victims. Yeah, I don't know, because he did shoot Bill Courier the one victim that we do know of, he shot mm-hmm. him and he admitted to shooting him. So I don't know who that gun was registered to. Mm. That's a good question. I don't know. I know that he disposed of it and they later found it because he admitted to where he disposed of it. And that was one way that they could connect him to that murder, is because he said, this is where I put the firearm.
Right.
But I don't know. Mm. Also, I'm feeling like maybe the laws were different than they are now.
Well, but I mean, I guess it just depends on the state, because even remember the case we just did on our the one when we did Family Annihilators. Is that what the one was?
Yeah.
That those kids were able to just walk in and get their gun. I mean, they had to go through a like checklist and then they got it. So it's like, even then, like, I mean,
well, yeah, but they had their names registered to that gun though. So,
well, yeah, but yeah. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, yeah. So,
but like buying a gun is not going to put you on the radar, unfortunately.
Right.
Like it's just not.
Right. Yeah.
Especially in like the southern states. Mm-hmm. I mean, it probably should, yeah. But it's not going yeah. to.
Well, Alyssa's on a roll here. She's like, she's keeping us going. So she said okay. that it's weird that Drano was a constant, but not his method.
Yeah. Well, we don't know what his method is. That's the thing. That's what's so creepy about him, is like, we know that his method was random. Mm-hmm. We know that he liked to be discreet and he would hide these kids. But as far as his murders go, we only know about two definitively.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what makes him so scary, I feel like, is because mm-hmm. we just don't know what his method was. He would kill people and dispose of their bodies and disappear. And sometimes they would never find the bodies. So maybe right. Drano was why. Ugh. I don't know. I mean, like, he's so yeah. creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. She also, Alyssa, would like to know if we'd ever do a cannibal case.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. If one came up. Nobody's suggested one yet.
Oh, no.
So here she comes. One of the reasons.
Here she comes.
Yeah. Nobody has suggested one yet, which is probably one of the main reasons, honestly, because we just keep keep doing these suggestions and we haven't had to look into it. So like, yes, maybe that would be on my list. Like, let's find one. So find one. Send it.
Not it.
Alyssa, you can message me privately.
I hear that happens. I hear that people will message Christy privately because I don't like to do some kind of case. That's fine. You know what?
The hamburger killer. What's that one, Laura? Do we know that one?
I don't know that one.
Okay. Did he use Drano to decompose the body?
Yes. Yeah.
You can decompose a body with Drano? It's that simple?
Well,
I mean, I feel like everybody else uses acid or something, like, not Drano.
Do you think the drawings found under his bed were some of his victims, and the "we are together again" was a weird way of him feeling connected? Oh, 100%. Yeah, and the FBI said the same. They said, it says "we are one." So he had drawings of, it was like this weird, they say it's a pentagram, but it's not really. It's almost like a goat head. It's like a star and then a goat head inside the star. And then 11 like skulls. And they're all drawn in blood. It's the creepiest looking thing ever. But so, yeah, the FBI believes that that is like the known victims, that he's like saying, these are my known victims. I am the skull goat head pentagram thing. And these 11 victims are, and we are one.
Right.
So I think that's why they say like he was charged with three. So Samantha Koenig, and then Bill and Lorraine courier with his known victims, but then they're saying that he committed at least up to 11 and possibly more based on like his travel schedule.
Right. I have a question for everyone else, all 8 of you that are here currently. did you guys know Israel before? I know Laura did, clearly. But remember, we had this discussion because I was like, I think he's more well-known than you think he is.
Oh,
but,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just curious how many of you actually had heard of him and knew of his nutty ways or some of his nutty ways before this. Did they check the DNA of the blood drawings? Maybe they were the victim's blood. Oh.
No, they were his blood. He was in prison when he made those drawings. So they were his.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was his own DNA as they were found in the hospital. Alyssa and Laura, you just have a conversation on yourselves. Oh, Alyssa had never heard of him. Mia never heard of him. I don't know who this is.
I had heard of him. I just didn't know anything. Like, I had heard that he was a known serial killer, but I did not know. I think maybe I had probably heard of like the coffee stand serial killer or like the Alaskan serial killer, but I didn't know anything as far as like details of him or anything like that. He was a gross dude.
Gina knew him. Sorry. She said yes.
I had heard of him. Oh, hadn't heard of the girl. Yeah, right. Okay, so.
Well, I don't know. Which one is it? Have you heard of him and not the girl? Or had you not heard of the girl and not
Samantha Koenig? You wrote I would imagine would be the girl.
No, I know. Yeah. You know, I know, but I'm saying I had heard of him but had heard of the girl. I'm saying which one was she saying she didn't hear of?
She said I heard of the coffee stand. Not him directly. So that was me too. Like I heard of the victims, but not necessarily him.
Okay.
But I knew he was like an Alaskan serial, like Alaska based serial killer and all that kind of stuff. So, but I didn't.
Alaska based. That was his home base.
It was.
No, I know, but I just, it's funny to say like his home base was Alaska.
Ew.
But he was all over.
It's like, true.
Gross.
It's true.
Weirdo. But
he's awful. He is. Did you guys see the pictures that we posted? He's dead in the eyes. I mean, oh my gosh, it's gross. I had nightmares about him.
It's a fly. It's a fly. It's Israel. Flying around my head. Okay, well, if there's no questions right now. Questions right now.
Yeah, do you have guys, questions, not serial killer questions? Not, what do you want to know about us? Come on.
Or also, I wanted to say we have some similarities between the two. We can talk about that while people are thinking of questions too.
Okay, good.
Between the two serial killers, I wrote down, I don't know if you did this, but I wrote down a few after listening to both of our episodes. Did you realize that both of them, Carrie and Israel, were handymen? Right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. Weird.
Yep. Both of them handymen. Both of them seemed like a total normal guy. Like, you know, nobody really suspected, although that's kind of the thing sometimes. But they're both had murder kits because – yours had a ton, but Carrie had one that he just constantly carried around with him, like waiting to do that. Like he didn't have a bunch of them, but he was like carrying it around. I also have that their final victims were fighters because what's her name?
Samantha.
Why just Samantha? She fought him. And then the Joy was the one who fought Carrie.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the reason he was caught, because it was so such a sloppy murder because she was fighting and running from him.
And whatnot. Also so, Samantha is why Israel was caught.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing, the last thing that I have written down is that ATM cards were kind of their downfall.
Yes.
Like yours was he was using it, right?
Yes.
And mine was because like he dumped it and somebody found it and they started like tracing things and like eventually like there was an ATM card connection. Anyway, those were the things that I wrote down.
Wow, that's crazy. So yeah. You know what's also too, and I'm thinking about it now, and I had wanted to talk about this in our episode, but you know how it goes. Mm-hmm. I think it's really interesting, Israel, he had this like trend where he would travel. Outside mm-hmm. of Alaska, he would travel hundreds of thousands of miles to find his victims, and he strategically placed these murder kits so that he did not have to kill people close to him. Mm-hmm. And with Samantha Koenig, she was from his town. Like, not right. only was she from Alaska, but she was from, like, legit within – a few miles of where he lived, and he broke trend completely. Why did he do that?
Maybe he wanted to get caught.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so strange to me that he went all of these years, a decade essentially, mm-hmm. where he had this huge scheme where he would fly places and have these murder kits and would kill people and have zero connection to any of the victims or any of the murders or any of the towns even that they were killed in. And then all of a sudden he kills this person from his hometown and then sends a ransom letter.
Right.
And is like, put money in this account, and then takes the account and runs. It's like the number one way to get caught. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's so strange that he tired? Like,
hey,
I don't know. I just don't understand why all of a sudden mm-hmm. he broke trend so dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being his downfall. And it looks like maybe the police did like just a really bang up job, but also maybe it was just him being like luring them or like, come on.
Right.
Like, yeah. This is my last hurrah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows?
I want to ask him kind of.
See? Questions you could ask a serial killer if you ever met
them. Never. I would write you a list.
All right. And I'll write it down.
I would send you in for sure.
Okay, so I have another question that we discussed earlier for everyone, because it was brought to our attention that it is hard to tell the difference between the two of us when we're talking on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody suggested that we like make it a point to call each other out, like we're just like name each other. But so do you, one, have trouble deciphering us, which I've listened and sometimes I'm like, oh, did I just say that over her? Because I couldn't tell that it was me. Two, if you're a true fan, how do you know who's telling the story for the week?
Ooh, that's a good question, because we do have a way to decipher.
Yes. And as your friend who brought this up said that they can't decipher the bestie code. Has anybody deciphered the bestie code yet? Do you know who's going to tell the story? Based on anything in our episodes? That's the question for you. And do you have a hard time telling the difference between us?
Oh, I think so. People definitely have a hard time telling the difference. I, like you said too, sometimes I'll be editing episodes and be like, man, we're just talking all over each other and I don't know who's saying what, like who's who, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but there's a way.
There's a way to tell who's there's telling the story and who's listening.
Yeah. So does anybody know? How do you know? How do you know who's on the mic?
Nobody's typing or my thing is frozen. Have you seen anything come through?
Not about that, no.
Okay.
I was flabbergasted to learn Christie's killer was I Know My Name Is Steven's brother. Same.
Oh, see, I'm not seeing anything. I think there's something wrong with my connection. I don't have
any. Okay, I got you. Yeah, someone said, I think that's exactly it. He was just done about Israel Keyes. Like, he just, like, was done. And how did he know where he left his murder kits? Mm-hmm. I don't know where I leave my keys half the time. Same. So, yeah, it's true. I mean, and that's exactly it. So he remembered where he kept dozens of murder kits all over the country, but then allegedly says that he doesn't remember who he murdered with the murder kits, which is just absolute bullcrap. And for me, I mean, it takes a lot of smarts to remember. I don't know. They never found any documentation. That was a big thing, actually, where because they had wanted to find documentation of like maps and things like that, where he had listed out where his murder kits were hidden. And so they were hoping like that he would have that in his shed or, you know, in his home or on his computer or wherever. And they never found it. So it was almost like he legitimately kept it just in his head where he had kept these murder kits. And but then he's going to act like he doesn't know who he murdered.
Right. Yeah. It's bull. It's bull. He remembered.
Okay, here we go. You guys switch off each week, and the person who tells the funny story at the beginning isn't telling the story that day. But is it, though?
That's not specific, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good guess, but that is not – that's not planned.
No, we tell funny stories based on who has a funny story.
Right, yeah. We literally are like, all right, who's got a funny story today?
Right before we start.
It's true.
All right. Then we have somebody I know who I know by who speaks first.
Yes. There you go. Whoever starts the episode, hey, this is so-and-so. So whoever starts the episode has the story that
That's
day.
Exactly right.
And who said that? Who said that? Because I can't see who said
that. What happens in the woods said that.
Ah, there you go.
So you guessed right. So whoever starts the episode, whoever says, hi, this is so-and-so from my closet and so-and-so, that's the person that's telling the story that day.
Mm-hmm. So if there's like random things interjected, then you know it's the other person.
Right.
Because it is sometimes hard to tell the difference between our voices. It is.
Yeah. I think we might in future episodes do a better job of being like, Beth is on the mic or Christy's on the mic or whatever.
No, hell no.
One of you Make has an
listeners
accent.
Become this.
That's me. It says,
man, I wish time, I could see these coming through.
Hold on. It says, one of you has an accent. Example, time is pronounced time. I'm from California. Yes.
Trivia question. Who says closets?
That's a Beth. That's a Bethism right there.
That's what I call them. We need to start like labeling that. I love the Bethisms.
Yes, we do. We do that. Actually, you guys need to come in on this actually, because we have a funny thing between Christy and I, because I say stupid stuff in every single episode. Beth here saying stupid stuff in every episode. And Christy always is like, oh, there's your Bethism. For the week. There it is. Right there. There's that.
But you always point it out. Like, you'll be like, I'm listening back and I just said, it takes the birthday cake or something like birthday pie. I don't know. And I'll be like, oh, there's that was the Bethism.
Yeah. So silly. Oh my goodness. Anyway, we have a joke.
I need to write them down, like, because I hear it in the moment and I'm like, there it is.
But Tina says that one of us has an accent, and it is Beth that has the accent. It is me. I am from West Virginia, and I do say time.
Yes. Mine doesn't come out nearly, and I point it out almost every single time it comes out. Like, I'll be like, dog.
Yeah.
Ah, there it is again.
She says, she knows the accents. Cute. Yeah. It's cool. I like it. It's fine. There's nothing we can do about it.
No. I was just curious. After you had pointed out that somebody said that it was hard and we should really call out who is who, I was curious. I said to you, let's see who our real fans are. Not that she's not our real fan. But let's see who our real fans are. No, who is who?
Beth is country. Christy is not.
Although I'm more country than I ever thought I would be.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. I hear it a little bit and I'm like, who's that?
I mean, the very first time I've said y'all, I thought I should just crawl in a hole and die or something.
Your Long Island friends are totally like disowning you right now.
Emery used to talk about, or he used to tell people, because people will ask me like, well, you don't sound like you're from New York. Because I don't have that anymore. Every now and then a word comes out, but I don't have it anymore. And there's so many people who never lose it. And I am like a chameleon. So I will start talking to whoever I'm like hanging out with. So like I start talking Wisconsin-y when I'm with his mom or whatever. But he'll always tell the story how when he first started dating me. Would be taught, you know, chatting or whatever. And then I would get on the phone with a friend from New York. And all of a sudden, immediately, it was like a switch went off in my head. And I'm all of a sudden a New Yorker. And he's like, what in the world? Who is that? I don't even know who this is right now.
So I think people from West Coast probably too, like, can differentiate our accents better. Don't you think? Because people from the East Coast, like if you're talking about like New England versus the South, mm-hmm. which is like our two different things. Like, so if you're from California and you're listening to people from New England versus people from the South, you can definitely tell, I would think, mm-hmm. right? I mean, maybe like, I don't know. I would just think.
Yeah, maybe.
One's a little bit country and one's a little bit rock and roll.
Who said that? See, I want to see. Ashley?
No. Laser Kung Fu.
Oh, that's Jay. That's my friend.
Oh, hi, Jay from Florida. It's true. That is so true. I love that so much. We're going to put that on a shirt, Jay. Yeah, that's so good.
Oh, man. I'm so mad that I'm really upset by this, that I cannot see any of the comments coming through.
I know. You need to wave.
Yeah.
I've lived in too many states, so I hear it all. Yeah, it's true.
Oh, well, I have too.
Yes. Christy has lived everywhere, literally.
I just typed hi because I was hoping that it would start
showing me what people are.
Bless her heart.
Okay. Sorry. Any more questions? Do you guys have any more questions before we end it? I see the hi from Christy.
Ending it? What?
Well, I don't want to end it. 10:15. Who has more questions? Do you want to?
Come on. We're not doing this for a while.
Do you want to say hi and then I'll say hi so we can hear our difference in our accents?
I don't think that's going to. Oh, you mean like the intro?
Yeah. What states have y'all lived in?
Oh, you going to go first? No. Mine's longer.
Well, I can go real quick. So I'm from West Virginia. I lived in Maryland for a little bit and now I live in North Carolina. That's it.
That's a good one. That's good. Y'all want to know my whole life story right now?
Yes.
Grew up in New York, went to school in Florida, met my husband, and then I went back to New York, and then we moved to Florida for 8 years, and then from there we moved to North Carolina, and then back to Florida, but East Coast, because we lived on the West Coast first, so East Coast, and then back to North Carolina, which is when I met Beth, that second stint in North Carolina. And then from there, Wisconsin, and now Missouri. So lots of moves, but I guess not as many states as the moves. So, yeah.
She lives in a moving truck, except not now.
No. Mm-mm. Nope. And not for a while.
Oh, so California, Colorado, Maryland, New York, New Mexico, Texas, Virginia. Okay.
Who the heck is that?
Oh, me am I.
Oh, Mia?
Where did you live in Maryland?
And New York.
And New York, because we both lived in those states. So I win, she says.
We do win. Okay. Which, speaking of Oh, Mia, by the way, I love your TikToks on insurance stuff.
Yes.
They make me laugh, like, how not to
be follow whatever. You, girl.
So funny. It makes me laugh.
Yes. Okay, so while she's Oh, she lived in Baltimore and Edgewood, Maryland. Okay, so I lived on the eastern shore of Maryland. So that's like totally different, like country, essentially. Mm. Oh, she said, oh my God, thank you. Okay, so here's a question. Your thoughts on Israel Keyes not confessing because serial killers are known to confess. That's a great question. He did.
Right, kind yeah, of, they want to. Yeah.
Didn't he? Did he, though? With the blood drawings and all that stuff.
I mean, but okay. So, but he confessed to what's her name? Samantha. Why do I have a hard time remembering her name? Right. Confessed to her.
He did. He confessed to Samantha. He confessed to Bill and Lorraine Currier. Three.
Right. So, but typically they want to be like known for what they did.
So he didn't.
Yeah.
He specifically said from the beginning, from his arrest, that he did not want his name to be publicized in any of the media. He did not want his name to be connected to his crimes because he wanted to protect his daughter. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. So.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Let's think of your daughter now, not while you're murdering people.
Right. Yes.
Pour a little extra.
Yeah. Here. So I don't have an answer. I don't know why he didn't confess. I think, I don't know. I mean, if we're going by his word, it was because he wanted to protect his daughter. And maybe it did, because I will say that she is not publicly known. So.
Yeah. But I still just think he's a bullshitter. Sorry. Just said that.
Oh, word. He is. He definitely
like
is.
He just. It goes along with the whole he doesn't remember who he – like, I mean, come on. No. He just wanted to be elusive or whatever the word is. I don't even know if that's the right word because I'm not good with vocabulary.
He wanted to be – words are hard. He wanted to be in control.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have at least the BTK killer laid everything out. I'm in the hospital right now. And this is a wonderful distraction. Hey, Nina, honey, what's going on? Nina, Nina is, she says she's in the hospital right now, and this is a wonderful distraction. Well, bless your heart.
Right.
Thank you for tuning
we hope that
in.
Everything's okay.
Yeah.
We'll stay on all night.
Yeah.
And no, we can't do that, but
no.
I wish we could.
Tina said the daughter he didn't want, he asked her mother to get an abortion. He did. You're right about that, actually.
Oh, my gosh. That's right.
But he did end up raising her, like, as a single dad. Oh, she fell off a horse. Nina fell off a horse. That's
goodness gracious.
Yikes. Are you all right?
Yeah. I hope it didn't step on you after you fell off either.
My husband fell off a horse one time, and he legitimately is terrified of horses to this day. He was in high school, and he fell. Damn, Nina, you okay, girl? That's what somebody said. Literally, he fell off a horse when he was in high school, and he is terrified of horses. Like, will not go near a horse. He does not even want a horse to sniff him. Like, he won't even feed a horse an apple. He's so scared of them.
Oh, my goodness.
She said she's fine. Like, you're in the hospital. You're not fine. Oh, my word, honey. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes, no kidding. That's dedication.
It is. Horses are so scary. They're very large animals. I agree. I don't like horses a lot.
I don't have any interaction with horses, except I see them sometimes. When I drive by,
we have friends that have, it's a good friend of my husband's, and his wife runs a horse, like, what do you call it? Where you like can go and ride horses.
Farm?
Yeah, I guess. She runs a
range?
A horse farm.
Range?
Or whatever.
Ranch? Horse ranch?
I don't know. It's North Carolina. I don't feel like we can have a ranch in North Carolina. That's like a Texas whatever. Thing. I don't know. She has a horse barn, and she and she has horses and you can go and ride them anyway. So, but yeah, no, I don't like them. Ranch. Stable. Oh, there you go. It's stable. Horse stable.
Words are hard. See?
Words are hard.
Words are hard.
Riding stable. Thank you. Clausens.
Y'all are so funny.
She runs a horse closet with an N.
Oh, okay.
Can you not read any of these?
No, I see nothing.
Oh, no.
Hi. The hi is the last thing I see. And before that is the I'm Gina. I don't even know if the count of the who's here is accurate on my thing.
Oh.
Nothing's showing up. I wanted to X out and then come back.
Yeah, that's sad. I see them all. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Riding stable. I love horses. My daughter is obsessed. Not so much for me.
Mm-hmm. No.
I don't really like things I can't control.
Well, you should be able to control the horse, right?
No. They weigh like 400 pounds.
Oh, well. Okay.
She said, horse. Maybe you need to swipe the comments back. Oh, that can happen. So if you swipe one way, it'll turn the comments off. So swipe the other way. Swipe right.
There it is.
You turned them off is what happened. I think she's frozen on our lab, friends.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think everything's back.
Can y'all hear her?
Yeah. Well. And then I left.
Uh-oh. Okay. So hold on. Christy left. She isn't on. Hold on. She's on my computer.
No.
You're off the lab, homegirl. She's coming back. Just hang on.
I requested to be back in. Yeah, I accidentally left, she's but gone. I requested to be back in.
You're all alone now. I'm alone in
I know,
the
and I requested
house.
To be back.
Okay. I'm going to pull her back in. Hang on.
You have to accept me.
You haven't requested, honey. Hang on, I'm gonna find her back.
I did.
All right, hang on.
See, something's happening. Oh, well, whatever.
Did you request to come back, Christy?
Request to join. Send a request.
Yeah, do
request
that.
Request sent.
Send a request.
This is going to be interesting.
Y'all are laughing,
for our
aren't
listeners
you? Because
to
I can hear her in
this.
One ear and y'all can't.
Yes.
So. Okay.
Two times. You accepted me.
There you are.
You accepted me.
Thank you.
I requested it two times.
Okay, hold on. So we got some questions while you were gone. Okay.
And I can see them now. So thank you for whoever told me to swipe. Swipe left, swipe right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for being smarter than we are. Okay. So how did you two meet?
Oh. We've answered this question a couple times.
That's
but
okay.
We can answer it again.
Hey, Tina. How did we meet?
Oh, and somebody also asked, what is this show? See, I don't know if I'm far behind.
Yeah. Well, so we have, yeah. We're a true crime podcast. Wait, is that your friend?
He's not really my friend, I guess. No, just kidding. A true crime podcast. Come on, Jay, get on it. Get on the train. Follow us.
Okay. So how did we meet? Do you want to take that?
Oh, well, I mean, I feel like I'm always the one that takes it because it was my kid's birthday party.
Well, we lived across the street from each other. Christy moved into my neighborhood in North Carolina, and we lived across the street-ish from each other on the same street, not necessarily across the street, but on the same street. And she has a kiddo that is the same age as my kiddo, and the two of them became super fast friends. And we called them our match.com because they brought us together and they became great friends. They're still best friends and still talk to each other. Yeah, we became friends because they became friends, I feel like.
Yeah.
And Christy had a birthday party, and it was hilarious because she did
the only Pinterest party I'd ever threw.
Guys, she had a
what's it called? Where the Wild Things Are birthday party, themed birthday party that she did personally. And she had games that were Where the Wild Things Are games and party favors, Where the Wild Things Are party favors, and all that was fine. And I was like, this is cute. This is a cute party. But then she had chocolate dipped strawberries.
Hold up, though. That's because Xavier requested that.
Okay, but I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that somebody else brought the chocolate dipped strawberries. I thought I was walking into a birthday party with Where the Wild Things Are party favors and Where the Wild Things Are games and gourmet strawberries.
Well, that's because he's fancy now.
Well, so but
he's I want for my dessert.
I thought that was you. And so I walked into the party and was like, she is not my people. Like, she has Pinterested this whole party. She has been planning this for at least 2 months. I mean, she made these party favors. She made masks. Did you make those masks?
No, but I had the pin the tail on the wild thing.
She did pin the tail on the wild thing. And
then we had like a whole backdrop with like, I don't know, my mom helped too. And she's crafty.
Well, I didn't know any of that. All I knew was I showed up and that party was like level 10. And I was like, I'm not here. I'm not at this level. I don't do parties like this. I don't make crafts for my children and like homemade games. And I do not dip strawberries. I certainly do not dip strawberries into chocolate for my children when they're five. He was five.
He was five.
Okay.
I don't do these things.
And so when I saw this, I was like I legitimately was like, okay. Like, this is going to be one of my son's friend's moms for sure. And we're sitting at the party. This is a great story, actually. We were sitting at the party and there's all these people there, whatever. And, you know, I'm thinking all this time, like, oh my gosh, she's so pretentious and like whatever. And she comes over and sat down and she was like, this is some bullshit, isn't it? Like, I'm so tired. Are you tired? Like, this is such bull crap. And I was like, okay, girl. Like, it is some bull crap. And then she starts telling me how the in-laws bring the strawberries and like all this stuff. So I'm like, okay.
I just can't wait for everyone to leave.
Yeah, that's what she said. She was like, I cannot wait for everybody to leave this party so that I could just like do what I wanted to and open my bottle of wine and like eat those chocolate covered strawberries with nobody judging me because I'm having 10. Yeah. So then I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And
we can be friends.
Yeah, we can be friends now. Okay. Nice to meet you. Nice to see you, girl.
Yeah.
Crafted by Etsy. It was a party. It was a Pinterest party for sure. I just ordered scarfing family picture.
Well, outfit. She meant Scarlett's outfit. Her daughter, I guess.
Oh.
Her family photos off Etsy. She speaks as if we know who Scarlett is.
Obviously you do.
We're best friends. That's why. And we're Instagram best friends.
And that is cool. Yeah. She is a good friend to have. I will say that, Miss Christie. All right, friends. Yes. Mm-hmm. Any more questions?
Are we good?
I'm good. Are you good? Can we say goodbye to Serial Killer September? Is everyone okay with that?
Well, and to lives for a little bit. I mean, I kind of like doing this. I feel like we should just randomly pop on and be like, hey, we're here.
I agree. Yeah.
But yeah. I was so looking forward to this. This was like, who's your next serial killer? Well, Tina, we're just going to have to talk about that next September.
Yeah. We're not going to do them now, guys. Yeah. Don't get excited. This is just a September thing. We do not do serial killers. We don't have a lot of like love for the serial killers. Monthly lives. I'm here for that.
I mean, a serial killer might pop in here and there like accidentally, but.
Yeah. No more serial killers for now. Just regular old murders. Yes, Mia. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just regular murderers.
Oh, no. So someone said, is one dropping tomorrow? No. So tomorrow we will drop this live. So anyone who is not able to tune into the live can listen tomorrow. And the next Monday, we will drop a regular old murder story. Yeah.
Yes. And it's, oh, guys, it's a doozy. It's a long one.
Oh,
be prepared.
Yes.
Super long, but 100% worth it.
It is
100% worth
one it. Heck of a Christie comeback.
And we have a listener like interview for that one.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
That's a fun thing.
Such a good episode. Okay. Hold on. Tina said, my mom was a co and worked with Ed Kemper.
Excuse me?
No, we worked with him where? Because where did he work?
As we sit here waiting. Type.
Yeah. Tina, type. Hey, Tina. I covered Ed Kemper last year for Serial Killer Sip. And he's probably the most intriguing serial killer ever for me, mm-hmm. personally. Because, wait, what, Tina?
Yeah.
Like, what? Tina.
Tina, join the live, Tina. Tina, can you join? Request to join.
Ed Kemper, he's so smart. He's the scariest serial killer ever.
Correctional officer at California Medical Facility. Okay.
Oh. Oh, so while he was incarcerated, can we circle back as an episode? I'm not going to cover Ed Kemper again.
No, so just go left. Yeah. Go listen. Oh, Benders, you said you binged us, so come on. You heard it.
I can send you.
There's your next listener interview. Ooh.
Yes, Tina, could you send us a message?
You should. You should chat with her, and it can be like a little bonus thing.
Yeah.
That's
so cool.
Very interesting.
Yes. Oh, snap.
Oh, you mean circle back and do something with Tina. Okay, I get it.
I would love to.
What do you, Mia, you want to be in on it?
Kemper was the weirdo. Yes. The real weirdo.
Mm-hmm. According to his mom.
Yes. Right. Oh, man. We hate September. Oh, my word.
I'm so glad it's only once a year.
I'm also curious. So I know y'all love serial killers. I really do. And I know that's what we're here to talk about. But does anybody have like a favorite episode other than serial killers that like ooh, is yes, so exciting yeah. to them? I've always wondered that. I mean, she wants to be on the show. Well, one we day maybe.
You know what we need? He's still alive.
Kemper is still alive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We need to do another one of those where we have the listener, like, you know, the wasn't a giveaway, the contest where we had a listener come and co-host. We should do that again.
Yeah.
Oh, Butterbox Babies a favorite.
That was a good one. That was awful. Mm-hmm. That was a hard episode. Yeah, that was terrible.
Well, just the fact that the reason they're called Butterbox. I mean, the whole episode is awful, but Butterbox Babies because they're in butterboxes.
Yeah. Like, oh, Butterbox Babies for her too.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting, guys.
Hey, Jay, if you're still on here, do you have a favorite episode since you don't listen?
Oh, and what happens in the woods? Are you still on here? What's your favorite episode? I would love to know, actually.
Go check them out, guys. I mean, I love them. I'm like, I feel like I might be their number one fan, but go check them out, especially because right now, well, what the F?
WTF Wednesdays.
WTF Wednesdays is happening right now, and that's hilarious. But all of their normal season episodes are awesome too. But I need to actually go check out their merch because I need a WTF merch something. Cup, mug, I don't know what's on there. So
we got some t-shirts.
Yes, we got some t-shirts. Well, Laser Kung Fu, go listen to Crimes and Closets where you listen to all your podcasts. If yes. you listen to podcasts.
We are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play.
All of them. I follow several podcasts. I always go back to you two, humorous and not too gory.
Thank you. Yes, it's true. We don't like to be too gory because we have children and like to sleep. Southern Ooh. Fried True Crime.
It's my
That's her jam.
Favorite podcast ever. That is my favorite.
Best Southern accent.
She does have a good Southern accent, and she's very sexy also. Anybody? Is anybody like, is she talking about crime or is she talking about like my Friday night? I don't know. I love her. Oh my gosh. She's great. Y'all sound cool. I'm going to catch up. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah. We only have like 80 some episodes you can catch up on.
Just 80. Yeah, you have lots of time. Go ahead. Listen. Starting now. Damn straight, sexy AF.
She is. I'm not kidding. I love her. Hold on, because she does an episode, and it's my favorite episode probably that I've ever heard of the people in New Orleans. Zach and Addie. Yeah. Zach and Addie.
Yeah.
So go and listen to Zach and Addie on Southern Fried True Crime. The Ballad of Zach and Addie. That's what it's called. Southern Fried True Crime. It is probably my favorite like episode ever of any podcast I've ever listened to. She does such a good job. It's really good.
So you know what's funny is, so What Happens in the Woods just said the Gunness, Belle Gunness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
which is that, similar to Butterbox. Yeah.
Well, but and also isn't that the one that you told me to do or because you listened to on Southern Fried?
No, Georgia Tan was the one.
Oh, Georgia Tan.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Okay.
All right. Someone says mine was Blaze.
Oh, that's Bryce.
Blaze Bernstein. Yeah.
Oh, from What Happens in the Woods.
Oh my gosh. Mm. I loved Blaze Bernstein. Yeah. I love her intros. Her voice melts me. Yeah. She's so good.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Julie. Oh, Julie from Wisconsin. Is it snowing there yet?
Julie just got a camper, so hopefully she was camping this weekend.
Oh, fun. No, camping's scary.
Get out of the damn woods.
Yeah, sorry.
Stay out of the damn woods.
Can't promote camping. All right. She says no. She's not camping. Go. Okay, good.
Oh, does the Southern Fried lady melt you? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, she definitely does. She has like a really good, like, you guys have to go listen to her. Tell her I sent you. She doesn't know me. It's not going to mean anything to her, but
Crimes and Closets sent you. Yeah.
She's big. She also narrates audiobooks.
Oh,
and I think that's
really
how she got started.
With Ed Kemper?
No. That's creepy.
No to the snow. I love you too, Julie. Yes to the camping. Good job.
Yeah, she narrates audiobooks too. So that's actually how I heard of her first, is because she narrated an audiobook and I was like, her voice is amazing.
Which book did she
I can't narrate? Remember. Like Where the Crawdads Sing, maybe?
Oh, well, I listened to that after you told me to listen to it. That's
maybe
an amazing
not.
Book.
It's such a good
amazing book.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I'm sorry. Don't quote me on that. I can't remember. But she narrates audiobooks and she just has like the best voice ever. It's not for everybody.
I bet you that would be. That would make sense, honestly, because
does she narrate erotica books? I don't
know. Oh, Mia. Oh, Mia.
Why are you trying to out me, Mia? I don't listen to erotica books.
The Crawdad books, the Crawdad, Where the Crawdad Sings would make sense because that was a very Southern accent.
Yeah. Oh, she definitely, so she lives in Tennessee.
Right.
Yeah.
It would make sense.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Again, we don't know.
Yeah. Y'all don't think I have a Southern accent? I'm not as sultry as.
You should narrate audible books.
Welcome back to Crimes and Closets.
Gotta check her out tomorrow since you guys won't be on. We're on, Laura.
Cheater. That's okay.
Anyway.
All right. Any more questions? We're done. We gotta go.
Yeah. 84. Oh, episodes. Oh, did you count our episodes?
Nice.
Jay, did you go and check us out? Jay? Uh-huh. Thank you.
84 episodes.
I'm just giving him a hard time.
And counting. Guys, we
when have- I lived in Florida, we had a love-hate relationship, so I'm just giving him a hard time because...
Okay.
Because I can't. But yeah, I was telling somebody else earlier too, somebody at the birthday dinner I was at, they're like, how many episodes do you have? I was like, we're like at 84 or so. I don't know. I couldn't even think, but I knew we were at 80 something because we're about to start season 3 in a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, so exciting. And yeah, we're almost done with our second season. We can't believe it, guys. Thank you so much for like being a part of this journey with us. We're having the best time. It's so good. So we're done. Yes. It's Serial Killer. This is Say Goodbye.
Yeah. Okay. We're done with Serial Killer September. We're done with the live. You'll miss us. But yes, maybe we should consider doing lives a little bit more often. We'll see. Just pop on here every now and then. We're so glad that you guys joined us. We're so thankful for all of you. Truly. Really. Truly. We have so much fun.
Yes. And listen, I just want to say, you guys are going to have to hold your breath for the episode that's coming up next Monday. The episode that is coming out is like, hold on to your pants.
Yes, because it's a dude.
Christy is on the mic. It is a balls to the wall crime that you will never see coming. You're going to love it. So stay tuned.
My favorites are spouse murders with a hefty life insurance and weak alibis.
It's kind of my specialty.
Yeah. For real. I feel like that is. Yeah, for real. And if they happen in Texas, it's all over.
All over. All the Texas crimes. That's for me for sure. We've got coming for you. We have got some Texas crimes with spouses and life insurance and weak alibis. Like in the fall, our lineup is amazing. We have some really, really good listener suggestions that have come in that we have recorded stories for already, and you guys are going to love them. So just stay tuned.
Yes. And we have an awesome collab coming up too in about a month. So with our friends over at What Happens in the Woods. So
that's true. Stay tuned for that. October is my birthday month.
Yes. Yes, it is.
We do crazy things.
Celebrating. And Beth and I will be together in about a little over a month, I guess.
Yeah. Right?
So we're going to have to document that, I feel like, a lot.
Would you guys like to see a live of us together?
Oh my gosh, when we're not split screen?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
We can. We can do it. I hear
that. It might be a quick one. It'll have to be a quick one because we'll have so many things that we have to do.
Yeah.
But anyways, yes. Okay. Well, thank you. We could just keep going. We're just going to keep talking. Anyways. So thank you so much for joining us. We love you all. Truly, 100%. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. And keep listening to us and keep coming back and keep sending suggestions too. But you should always remember that the world is scary. People suck. Hide in your closets. Good night, everyone.
Good night.